This week before Christmas provides an opportunity for one of our correspondents. You know his work from the wars in Iraq or Lebanon. Today, NPR's Ivan Watson is in pursuit of Santa Claus. The legend of Santa Claus grew from stories about a 4th-century archbishop named Nicholas, and Ivan found his town in what is now Turkey.
St. Nicholas's hometown is a small, sun-drenched farming community lined with palm trees and orange groves, located just walking distance from the Mediterranean Sea. The town is called Demre. It has adopted the image of Santa Claus as its symbol. Santa's jolly, bearded face now smiles at you from restaurants, trash cans, and the entrance to town hall. Demre is populated mostly by Muslims who do not celebrate Christmas. The Christmas kitsch here is the local government's response to the recent rediscovery of Demre's ancient Christian roots. In a small park at one end of town sits the 8th century Church of St. Nicholas. Over the centuries, this Byzantine structure of stone arches, columns, and domes has sunk deep into a hillside. In the last 2 years, the Turkish state has worked to preserve the basilica, unearthing floor mosaics, restoring faded icons, and installing English-speaking turnstiles at the entrance to the church museum.
Please pass. Lütfen geçiniz.
In the summer, thousands of visitors, mostly Russians and Germans, visit here daily. But in late December, the church is mostly empty, with the exception of a few cats. St. Nicholas is especially popular among Russian Orthodox Christians who know him as the patron saint of travelers, sailors, and of course, small children. In the 4th century, Nicholas was the Archbishop of Myra, the Byzantine name for Demre. Legend has it Nicholas once saved a poor man from selling his 3 young daughters into slavery by secretly placing bags of gold in the man's house at night. Among the handful of visitors at the church today were 2 Dutch tourists named Eric and Yannicka Dacia. They say that in Holland, celebration of the December 6th feast day of St. Nicholas, or Sinterklaas, rivals Christmas.
We want to see it here, the legend. Yeah, we say it in Holland, he come in the songs, he come from Spain, but it's not true, eh? He comes from Turkey.
Meanwhile, here in St. Nicholas's hometown, the image of the beloved bishop is fast being replaced by that of the magical secular Santa. The square outside the church is lined with souvenir shops, which mostly sell icons and crosses to busloads of Russian pilgrims in the summer. But last year, the town government replaced the bronze Russian-made statue of St. Nicholas, who watched over the square with a Bible in one hand and a halo over his head, with a statue of Santa, complete with red costume and hat, holding a bell in one hand and a bag full of gifts in the other. Russian diplomats criticize the move, as does souvenir seller Hava Özgök. I think this one is unnecessary, she says, pointing at the red Santa. Visitors like the old statue more than this one of Noel Baba. Turks call Santa Claus Noel Baba. That's also what the children of Demre call St. Nicholas, and they have a curious relationship with their town's most famous son. At his father's souvenir shop, which sells icons of St. Nicholas, 11-year-old Fatih Arpaji says some of his friends now expect to receive gifts from Noel Baba at New Year's, but not Fatih.
Well, he's a good man, but I don't believe he would bring gifts.
Why not, we ask him.
Because he's dead.
Nearby, 3 little girls emerge from a new library built in the shadow of the bright red Santa statue. 10-year-old Denise Ozdilik says she does not know much about St. Nicholas, except that she likes him.
We don't know much, but I guess when he was alive, in winter, he used to bring gifts to the children.
9-year-old Marva Isar holds a copy of the book Cinderella, which she just checked out, along with a biography of the Prophet Muhammad, which she's bringing home to her mother. I wish Noel Baba was still alive, Marva says, because we love him very much. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Demre, Turkey.